Let's pick up Ron in New Jersey, and he's got a question about sleep. How's it going, Ron?
Hi, Dr. Marshall. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I'd like to just briefly, but to the point, tell you what my condition is
okay.
and what I'm experiencing. The MRIs show I have a compact and compressed cervical spinal cord in the cervical around
yep.
C5, C6.
Got it.
And I have herniated disc in the thoracic and the lumbar spine. I've considered the inversion table, but I don't know if that would be helpful. And I have glaucoma, and the ophthalmologist has said to me, no inversion. I want to know what your thoughts are about that.
Well, I don't think it's necessary to completely invert in order to get the decompression of the discs and relief from the herniation sites, but only a 45-degree angle, and I don't think that would upset the ophthalmologist. But you can certainly check with them. You don't invert completely. Just do a 45. Go down 45 degrees only. You can put a chain on the device so it doesn't go more than 45 degrees. And you can be 15, 20 seconds level, and then 30 seconds at 45 degrees. And if you do this 10 minutes every other day, in 3 months, you'll see a complete recovery in most cases for the herniated disc, the compressed disc. I can't tell you what I've seen, hundreds and hundreds of people. It's one of the most wonderful, inexpensive therapies. It certainly worked on me myself. So I am really a big fan of the inversion table, and I have many elderly people that can only go 45 degrees as well. So I wouldn't even worry about that, Ron, and that should keep the ophthalmologist happy. Okay?
Okay, I'm taking note of it.
Now, the glaucoma, what he's worried about is you have increased pressure at the site. These injuries marker the fact that you may have some serious bone metabolism disorders, and you're constantly using your bone to buffer the blood, and that form of buffering mineral can get into the ducts in the eye and form the glaucoma. Okay, so it's probably all one problem. For the glaucoma, I would definitely get on DHLA, and I would get on eye complex, but to get to the bottom of it, we're going to have to be able to get your bone metabolism back to track. And to do that, we have to be sure parathyroid and kidney are strong. So what I would do is definitely see a QRA practitioner, have them go through and test you. At the very minimum, do a bone loss QRA quick panel. That would be very inexpensive. Or they can go from head to toe if you have the finances to do that. They can certainly do everything. But at the least, do the one which is very inexpensive. And that would then help with the glaucoma, with the compressed disc, the herniated sites, the whole bit. Okay?
And the main site is where?
That would be the osteoporosis panel, the osteoporosis quick check, because that's the one that will allow us to check parathyroid, kidney, and make sure we're no longer using your bone to buffer the blood. Instead, we'll be using the appropriate forms of calcium. And so that should help with all of these problems.
I see. Let me ask you about the sleep situation.
Yes.
Because I've been taking Klonopin for sleep, and
oh,
I've been cutting back. I don't like Klonopin. It has very bad side effects. But
you cut that right.
I want to stop using it, the Klonopin, and I want to take your melatonin and tranquility complex.
Yes.
And my question is, do I need to stop the Klonopin?
No, not at all. No. In fact, I don't recommend you stop it. Here's what I recommend you do. First of all, the keys for your sleep won't so much be melatonin. It will be tranquility complex and gallbladder nano detox. Gallbladder Nano is the one that gets you off to sleep. The Tranquility Complex is the one that allows you to go into REM sleep. Now, Tranquility Complex takes 7 to 8 days or so to work 100% of the time. So what I recommend you do is you take the regular amount of Klonopin, and at the same time you begin Tranquility Complex, okay? And usually you'll have to use about 3 of those, not 2. And you're going to do this for 8-10 days. Then you're going to try a 25%, a titration down on the Klonopin. So we're on 3 Tranquility Complex. Normally we use 2 of them, but we have to use 3 because of the Klonopin. Okay? And now at about the 8th or 10th day, what you're going to do Of course, you're going to do this only with the supervision and recommendation of your medical doctor. But normally, this is how it's done. You would reduce this 25%. You would wait a week, about 7 days. And normally, you're sleeping just as good, maybe better. Then you would, again, another 25%, another 7 days. Then you probably could stop the Klonopin. If you do that, and everything is okay, then I would go 30 days on the Tranquility Complex at 3 a meal. Now you should be able to walk away, even from it, and use nothing at all. Okay?
Three each meal.
No. Three about an hour before bedtime.
Oh, okay.
Only once. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, good luck, buddy. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Bye now.